This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hang on, Sloopy, hang on. I could be Sloopy, I suppose, but I'm not. I'm Doug Steffen. And Jennifer is not Sloopy. She's Jennifer Horn. Victoria certainly isn't Sloopy.
I always thought that song was about Snoopy.
No, Sloopy.
No, I really did. Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy. Hang on.
What's is Sloopy? What is that?
Sorry, I can't not do that.
Wait,
you know,
what?
Is it was the first thing. It was the first thing I ever did on the radio in September of 1965 when I first went on the radio. At my college, I didn't do commercial. I didn't get paid for doing it until 66. 1965, I was a sophomore, and I was trying to get rid of my New England accent. So I went on the air, and the first thing that I did was play Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. It was on Bang. There it is. Very first thing I did, cracking the microphone and introducing this. The song was on Bang Records, yellow label, with one of those little clouds over it that said Bang. That was 2 minutes and, what is it, 34 seconds? What does it say on it, Phil? Something like 2 minutes and 30.
It says 3-something on here.
Oh, is it 3 minutes? Really? I've lost my touch. I thought it was 2 minutes. Anyway, it was the moment. I have the original record that I played and the story of the record in a plaque downstairs. It's the moment that I woke up to thinking, yeah, this is kind of fun. I could probably do this. I didn't think about making a living at it, but I thought, oh, this would be fun. And then I started thinking about it, and it became part of a passion. I mean, things that were passion, I had passion for at that point in my life, I still have passion for today, which I am very thankful for, frankly, being here on the air every day, talking about things that are going on with people that I really care about, my friends. We have some laughs. We have a lot in common, and there are some things that we don't have in common, and that's what makes the conversation kind of cool. Every day you can hear a part of our lives mixing with a part of your lives, and people say as they listen, yeah, this is cool. I want to hear more of this. Or these people are stupid. I don't want to listen to this anymore. Whatever it is, help yourself. To the trick of the trade, though, is to have people with you. And this is what I say very lovingly about Jennifer and Victoria. Jennifer has been with me for a long time. Victoria is will be here for a long time. And Jay, I'm thankful that she's here to sort of put a good spin on lots of different things that we talk about. Some of them are mundane. Some of them are important. We have been going back and forth on, and I'm sure for the rest of the week, this will be a highlight when we do the talkers countdown stuff at the end of the week. The president's speech will be important. The conversation that we've had off and on about things like Smithfield Foods, I continue to think that is something that piques the interest of those once they hear the story. Now, here's a story that is for those of you who are still smokers. And I know sometimes it sounds like I speak down to those people who smoke because I don't have a lot of patience, tolerance, if you will. And I ought to have a different approach to it, and I admit to that, because people, when they get on these things, they get so, they're addicted. There's stuff in that they're allowed to put in. And this is the thing that's so arbitrary, and I say it sort of chuckling, but it's the human condition. Do you realize how ridiculous it is for those of you who think marijuana is bad and should be illegal? If you smoke regular cigarettes and you don't like marijuana, there's something really maladjusted in the thinking process.
Well, it's marketing. We've been brainwashed to believe that marijuana is evil and smoking is okay. And that's, you know,
smoking regular
not healthy
cigarettes.
For you, but yeah.
No. But it's the thing, that it's marketing, you're right. It's telling a story and being able to tell the story in a way that influences people to think like young women who smoke because they think they'll stay thin. And that's what men want. That's the kind of, I mean, I remember hearing that when I was a kid. Oh, men only want thin women. And so in order to be thin, I got to smoke. And that has, through the generations, You know that. You've had friends, probably. None of you smoke, so it's the, you know, it frankly is hard for me to be around people in general. It just is. My mother died at the age of 50 because she was so addicted to tobacco. She started smoking when her mother wasn't looking, and her mother was clueless. My grandmother, totally clueless. So my mother was pretty much, she was a single child, got away with whatever she wanted to get away with. And so she at, I don't know, 15, 16, started smoking and could never quit. And it was the end of her at the age of 50. So I have little tolerance for this, the whole thing. And maybe it's, you know, none of my business if you smoke. When I tell you that I think you're foolish or you're really doing a disservice, not just to you, but to the people around you. That's what the selfishness of not even trying sometimes. I love to smoke. I remember a guy told me that once when I was in a group.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Oh, yeah. This guy was an old timer.
Most people
said,
say, I wish
loved,
I could quit.
Yeah. I love smoking. And I'm 96 years old. You know, you always find a guy like that. So anyway, the president has, as part of his, like, let's get things done here, announced a ban on menthol cigarettes. So I'm guessing, okay, is this a start? Are cigarettes going to be banned? Do you know how much money comes from these groups that, like, what's the name of the company? Well, they're all down in the Carolinas. The big company, I forget some of the names, but Philip Morris is one of them. You're right. Yeah, you drive down 95 and go through, what is it, Raleigh? And you see these big...
Aunt and uncle worked for years.
Yeah, right. And they smoked, right? And they, one of the
everybody
things
in North Carolina and my family smoked. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, what's the deal on this? The administration says that they're going to seek to ban menthol and anything that's flavored when it comes to cigarettes and cigars. That sort of, what do they call them? Cigarillos? Mm-hmm. And that, is that a brand name or is that a kind
of... No, that's
of
a type. Yeah, that's a type of small cigar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, menthol cigarettes, one of the big issues, and this has been something that, I don't know, we've been talking a lot about stuff that's not widely reported. This has been something that I don't think people have realized how aggressive the marketing has been for menthol cigarettes in black communities, especially.
Yeah. Especially
and
black communities. Yeah,
yeah, and menthol cigarettes are so much more addictive than regular cigarettes, and because of just the way they're designed and they're meant to make you more addicted more quickly. So... Yeah. As a non-smoker and as someone with asthma who can't stand the smell of cigarette smoke, I welcome any of this change. But, you know, yeah, I'm sure if you're addicted to menthol cigarettes, you're probably not going to be happy. This isn't going to happen right away. This is going to take years before it would take effect.
A lot of people came out on both sides of the aisle and said that this was discriminatory from the Biden administration wanting to ban just menthol cigarettes because of their impact on the black community. I don't know about that, but, you know, I know it seems nice and utopian to say that we want people not to smoke. I don't smoke. I don't like being around smoke. But is that who we are? I mean, the information is out there. I mean, aren't we a country that lets people decide what is good for them and what's not? I'm not really into
the
ban.
Well, that's the other side
of
the street. Yeah. Here we are, grandpappy government telling us what to do. But the thing that is more in the root of this for me, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, is that it is something that has been encouraged by the government. Tobacco farmers for a long time got huge subsidies. And that's because the people, the congressmen and the senators.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yeah,
that's the
right.
largest lobby that we had.
But just to play, devil's advocate, alcohol, a part of that. I mean, alcohol's not great for you. So is the next step, are we going to ban alcohol because it's dangerous? Sugar is terrible for you. Are we going to ban alcohol?
How about we educate people as to the reality of what happens, not just to the people who use these things?
I mean, at this point, I think that's a giveaway.
I think there are a lot of people who are so ignorant these days, and I'm talking about younger people who start this because it comes from ignorance, because schools are not teaching anymore.
Every single person knows that smoking is really bad for you. When you're young, though, no one can tell you that you're
not
invincible.
You can live forever. Yeah.
Right.
And also, it makes you look cool, and you think, you know, I mean, the thing is, this is not the days of the 1950s where they would run the commercials that say, 4 out of 5 doctors agree with Marlboro Light. right for your health. Right. I mean, everybody knows what's good and bad for them. So I don't even think the idea is to take more government money and spend. I mean, again, this is the fundamental issue. Do you want the government in every aspect of your life, including your mouth and your personal vices, or do you not? And I don't. So as much as I don't like cigarettes and I get bugged by smelling cigarette smoke and all of that, who am I to have the government? I mean, I don't want the government getting bigger to ban cigarettes just because I don't like them. I like Diet Coke. What if they ban Diet Coke? It's not good for you. I like sugar. What if they want to ban sugar because it's not good for you? I mean, what are we doing? Where does this lead people? Because we've got to start teaching personal responsibility and people
we've got to start
the consequences
teaching
if they choose
outcomes.
The alternatives.
It isn't really just this part of it, but it's the impact it has on others. If you're, you know, selfish and all you want to do is smoke because you like to smoke, but you're not thinking about the impact
that
it's had.
That is part of it, yep. Because if you want to drink yourself to death, the fumes from your breath are not going to infect someone else's lungs.
I'm affected by my mother having smoked when I was in her womb, when I was a youngster growing up around this stuff. I have, and you do, you have some
asthmatics.
My mom
has lung issues because my grandmother smoked. I mean, that's right.
But I think, I mean, to that point, yes, but I mean, you can also make the same point with alcohol. I mean, look, my mom didn't get the alcohol flu.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah, you're not drinking damaged by your mother drinking, and my mom is so damaged by her mother drinking to say that, you know, I mean, look, it's the argument is this.
It doesn't walk down the hallway, though. It
doesn't walk down the hallway. But when you get in a car and kill somebody,
I'll buy that much.
Yeah, when you get in the car and kill somebody, I mean, it screws up families. It tears them apart. So, you know, I mean, you could make the argument depending on however extreme you want to go.
So then how do we resolve it? You say, and this then now it becomes political. Like every other damn thing, it becomes political. The right doesn't like it because we're telling people what to do. The left likes it because we are telling people what to do.
I'd love the right to stay out of my uterus, but they don't seem to have a problem with that.
I'd love the left to stay off of my arm and the vaccine. I mean, my body, my choice, right? But nobody seems to...
How come that's only situational for Republicans?
It's situational for Democrats. Democrats, too. That's the point of bringing it up.
Both sides of the aisle are saying things when they are convenient.
Right.
Nobody wants to give. Nobody wants to be flexible. Nothing gets done because there's got to be a start. So maybe this is not what everybody wants, but it sure is a start. And I think that's where it comes up on the plus side, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. 18 after. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. For 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I think we found ourselves at 23 at the hour here on the DJB program. Time for some trends. Victoria and Jennifer here. Jay Kirshner has the story, the download, if you will, on Michael Collins, who was one of my favorites. Great astronaut, Apollo 11 astronaut, but he had other trips as well. Passed away at the age of 90. At that age, to have cancer is pretty unusual, I think. Jay, under the circumstances, not a lot of people, when you get to 90, something else will get you, but it's not likely unless it's prostate cancer. And I don't know what kind of cancer it was. Maybe it's not important. But what is important is that this guy was around from the Gemini program on. My friend Jay Honeycutt was the one who found him. He picked all the original astronauts. He was a pilot, obviously. But he was a very interesting guy. Because he came from Italy. How many people knew that, right, Jay?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
No.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was born in Italy and then came to this country. He was an Air Force pilot and then spent the rest of his career as an astronaut. And he was one of these very quiet guys. I remember meeting him once at the cafeteria, of all places, when I was so fortunate to have the opportunity to go to launches when Jay was running the program. And I remember going into the, Jay and I went into the commissary and we got lunch and we sat at the table and Collins was there by himself. So we had, and that was the kind of, I mean, imagine what it was like. I was young, well, I was younger anyway, I guess I wasn't a kid, but if a bunch of kids went in there and they could actually, that was when I sort of decided, Jay and I worked on bringing the astronauts around to schools around the country. We did it for a couple of years. And the kids, when they would meet, I'd do broadcasts from schools, do the program at that time from a bunch of schools, and it was all about the kids and the astronauts. And Collins was one of these people, didn't want to take credit for anything. He gave it all to everybody else. So anyway, 7 years as an astronaut. What else can you add that I haven't thrown in there? Sorry to take your time, but I kind of wax philosophical when it comes to something.
No, yeah, I just liked how he had said about his view looking at Earth of how it was just haunting, and yeah. In that moment he realized how fragile our planet was. Because yeah. Most people were always hearing about like how magnificent and just how incredible and how small you feel looking at Earth from outside, and it was like a different take.
Yeah, well, I think that's it, isn't it? When all the people that are talking about the planet and what's going on with the planet, and we need to save the planet. These people that are up in space and have gone up in space see it, the fragility of it, because the further out you go, like when you go to the moon, the Earth looks pretty small, even from that 300 and some odd thousand mile perch out there. And then when you put in perspective the size of the planet in our solar system, and the size of our solar system in the galaxy, and the size of our galaxy in the universe, you know, all of this stuff, and we're just, you know, one person occupying time and space. And he was very, very, he worked a lot with groups that were interested in making this a better world. In lots of, you know, the environmental stuff was important, but he gave a lot of his time to helping people who were less fortunate than he was. And he was a real advocate for exploration. That's also true. I was telling the story earlier about starting as a disc jockey. Well, this guy always knew he wanted to fly from the time he was a kid. And these are the people who inspire us. And I don't think we pay enough attention to them in school. I don't think we pay enough attention to them. You know, the people who get the attention are, and this is purely from me, like the rapper who died last week, and I don't know who he was. That kind of stuff. But it's all a perspective. For a lot of people, that guy was an inspiration and would cause them to have a better life because of the things that he inspired in people. Collins inspired me and people, excuse me, like me or younger, to do more science and math and to have us be better competitors on the international stage when it came to stuff like this. So, the tip of the hat, 266 hours in space. Michael.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first joint session of Congress speech Wednesday night, says corporate America will see tax increases.
But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Just their fair share. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden, to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim Americans are systemic racists.
Jews are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination.
Vaccine maker BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine for babies as young as 6 months old. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Instead of the Department of Justice going into a city to review their policing policies, a big city is requesting the DOJ review their police department. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. Following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform.
The DOJ has already started investigations into policing in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Louisville, Kentucky. The Federal Reserve wrapped up its two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. The central bank declined to let up on its easy money policy despite an economy that is accelerating. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
As with overall economic activity, conditions in the labor market have continued to improve. Employment rose 916,000 in March as the leisure and hospitality sector posted a notable gain for the second consecutive month. For the economy as a whole, payroll employment is 8.4 million below its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remained elevated at 6% in March, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment, particularly as participation in the labor market remains notably below pre-pandemic levels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, the original genesis, if you will, of this when Victoria joined the fold. Jennifer had been here for a long time. So we've got Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and now blessed with Jay Kirshner, who has a nice, important take on what's going on in the world to add to the conversation. I find, as I look around for inspiration, because I do that, I tend to want to have something inspirational in my head as I go to sleep at night. So I have, you know, there are three or four really good sites that you can go to that you can get bits and pieces of thought. And one of my favorite philosophers of this modern era is Sheryl Silverstein. You all know who he is?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So he wrote in one of his poems the following. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside. And so I think about that in terms of my own life and my own passions, but also when we are talking here in the public forum, and a lot of people are doing good radio programs, and some people are doing pretty lousy radio programs. There are some really interesting people to listen to still on the air, and I think to myself, am I influenced by what they say or by what I feel? Do their words mean something to me, as do the words of my family, my friends like the three of you, the people who are advising me as to how to do this stuff we call radio, all those people have impact. But at the end of the day, most you say and others say to me, you have to figure it out yourself. You know, you can't leave it to somebody else. So what does your gut tell you? That's basically what Shel Silverstein is telling you. You listen, it's either your gut, you're going to refer to it as your gut, that voice inside of you that you listen to, hopefully your instincts, maybe that's what you call it. Spirituality would refer to it as, you know, trusting yourself, your instincts. You know, when you go down the road and there's a fork in it, remember what Yogi Berra said, when you get to the fork, take it. And so sometimes we do. We confuse ourselves with all the crap that's in our head. Clear your mind. Let yourself think things through. You always pretty much make the right decisions. So, having said that, we're back into this mode, Victoria, of trying to figure out what's going on. The body camera footage of the deputy shooting Andrew Brown. I kind of wish this story would go away, but then I'm happy when we... I'm glad, or I think it's good, that more of the information comes out, because as it does, this is another one of those examples of stuff that make people crazy when it comes to the police and how things get done. So
what are they finding out now? I'm actually glad that the story hasn't gone away, because they've already tried to bury the evidence. So this is a really, you know, Jen has been saying all week, and it's the perfect word, it's transparency. And there has not been transparency with this case. So the judge now has ruled that the public will not see the body cam footage. And he said the reason he's ruling against this petition by a coalition of media outlets to release the footage is because in case this goes to trial, he doesn't want to have... he doesn't want to have any possibility of it tainting a potential jury pool. So within 10 days the body cam footage will be released to Andrew Brown Jr.'s son and the rest of his immediate family. But it will, beyond that, it will not be released to the public. So the judge, I guess, is expecting that this will definitely go to trial. In the video, he said he's going to make sure it's blurred and redacted, all facial features and name tags of the officers involved, again, to protect them as this moves forward. And then he said that the full video would be released to the family in the next 30 to 45 days after the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation completes their probe into this shooting. So I can't imagine that this won't go to trial. This was, as we know, Andrew Brown Jr. shot in the back of the head, which is what killed him, according to the family's autopsy. We haven't even seen the local police. We haven't even seen an autopsy report or a coroner's report yet from them. So it'll be...
Part of their problem, and we talked about how they allowed the attorneys for the victim's family to set the narrative, right? The word executions being used, and my point was that the police department should come out early on and say, here's what happened. Either we made a tragic mistake, this was intentional and action was taken, or here's the circumstances surrounding it. I saw reports yesterday finally coming out, more details about why this might have happened. Apparently, one of the sources say, and this was in the Daily Mail and a few other places, that he was using his car against the officers. He was trying to
back somebody. Yes, he did.
And so, was that before the gunshots? Well, then obviously, if he's weaponizing his car, then, you know, is this why the officers started to fire on the suspect? So if the police had come out ahead of it and said, well, yeah, he was using his car on our officers, of course they had to respond and, you know, get him to stop, to take away the threat, then I think that would probably ease some of the tensions. But unfortunately, because they've been quiet, nobody really knows what the whole circumstance is.
They tried to make it about
his judgment.
Yeah, they tried to make it about, like, his rap sheet. And that doesn't move the needle for people when a man is dead. Well, you know, that doesn't...
In combination, I think the reason that that's important is that if you have a guy with a 180-page rap sheet, which is what they're saying he had, and then he starts using his car against officers, well, then they might think that he's a dangerous person, and they might use their firearms to stop the situation.
Did they know he had a rap sheet was 180 pages?
Yeah,
long
that's why
point?
They were. Well, they were serving a at warrant on him. That's why
they were serving a search warrant. But no. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this. The policeman in Washington, who has come out publicly referring to what happened January 6th as hand-to-hand combat. This is the first time I've seen it down under the weeds like this. This fellow's name is Michael, I think it's Fannon, or is it Fanoni? It's F-A-N-O-N-E, who is the policeman that was beat up during the riot. He took to criticizing elected officials on both sides for downplaying the mob violence. He now, according to his psychiatrist, has PTSD. He was attacked with some kind of electroshock weapon. It wasn't a taser, but the guy gets very seriously hurt.
Somebody had a cattle prod. I think maybe this is the cop who was hit by the cattle prod.
I think it may be. Yeah. Cattle prods are nothing to mess with, as a matter of fact. It was an assault, and it was something that when you know, we're still kind of trying to deal with this, about what really happened. I find this distressing, this one circumstance. I actually have not paid a whole lot of attention to what happened that day because I think a lot of it was a lot of hoopla. Some of it was serious.
I think you didn't. You also didn't watch any of it. And
nah,
I remember
I don't like
asking.
Yeah.
No, but I watched it in real time because it was breaking news. And to watch it happen, it did. It felt like the most un-American moment of my entire life. It looked like I was watching some insurrection of, you know, some South
Bosnia.
American country or some African nation where guerrilla soldiers are taking over. It was so un-American. It was disgusting to watch, and it was jarring.
Did you have the same response? And I'm asking this not to be argumentative. Truly, I'm curious. Did you have the same response when they were burning down that police precinct in Minneapolis?
I didn't see that. I know that that happened.
I would.
But what I'm saying is I don't want anybody.
But what more flips my
burn down.
Wick is what's going on in Portland. And finally, they're
every
cracking
day.
Down. But Portland is a very, that's so un-American, that kind of stuff. I would have used that as an example, Jen.
Yeah, to answer Jen's question, yes, all of that is un-American. But what was extra jarring for me that day was, you know, I've been to the Capitol. We know the Capitol building. It's like the White House. It's something that
sacrosanct.
It is, and to see windows being punched in, so it hit me in a way that I have never experienced anything like that.
It reminded
that
me
ever.
Of a scene we were talking about, Designated Survivor yesterday, the TV show that Keeping Sutherland. Remember when that
watching
whole
all that get blown
place,
up,
got
yep.
it blown up. Yeah,
yep.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah,
frankly.
I don't think it's. I mean, believe me, I don't think it's great. I think everybody who did that, it was destructive and hard to watch, and I agree with all that. But I think there have been so much politicizing about this that it is almost impossible to get a clear accounting of what went on.
Well, that's the case of everything anymore, Jennifer, I think.
How many firearms were found inside the Capitol?
I don't know.
Zero.
Why?
There were zero guns used in the, quote, using air quotes, insurrection. You had Joe Biden, when he gave his presidential address this week, say that it was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Well, did he forget about the bombing in the Senate that happened in 1980?
September 11th, I think. I think I'd go.
Well,
that's a ridiculous statement.
He's talking about the
Capitol. Yeah.
I mean, don't forget that the previous administrations have let go people who tried to assassinate presidents, who have been masterminds of 9/11, yet they kind of paint this as like, I don't know, it's bad, but because of the overreaction and my favorite term, the pearl-clutching from some of these sources in the media, and particularly Democrats.
That's a great expression.
It's like...
rosary beads. Let's hold on to them, baby.
I didn't hear any of these same people, like, screaming when police precincts and federal courthouses were being burned down.
But my point, though, is when you look at the Capitol building is a symbol of our government and our democracy. That's different than any other,
not a concrete
building that houses... Well, for me, it does. That's why I'm saying I had more of an emotional reaction. If someone broke into the White House, if Trump was there, and I don't, I have nothing nice to say about Trump, but if Trump was there and the White House was broken into, I would be in tears, because that is a symbol. It's just it was so much more meaningful, and it was so much scarier, and it felt like an actual attack on the government.
I guess a police
symbols are important.
To me, police precincts to me are also symbols, and courthouses also symbols, especially federal. I mean, really, a federal courthouse in the eyes of the government and the law, a federal courthouse and the United States Capitol are the same thing. They are federal buildings, and they were destroyed, and no one.
They don't have that symbolism,
blame.
Though.
I don't think. All right.
Well, but I mean, they're federal buildings, is what I mean. And so, whether they have the symbolism for you or not, they are representative. And I see a lot of people who are freaking out about a so-called insurrection when they said nothing about all the riots that happened during the summer and are still happening.
Well, I think, again, I go back to Portland as an example of that in a moment. Let's figure out what's going on with Rudy Giuliani. Kind of interesting what's happening in his life. That's up next here on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever tried to connect to your Wi-Fi at work and noticed there were 20 or 30 more Wi-Fi networks available? That's called density, and density can result in interference and poor performance. So if you've got competing Wi-Fi networks around your restaurant, office, or business, TP-Link has a solution called Omada SDN. The SDN stands for Software-Defined Networking. And one of the big benefits of this Wi-Fi network is its strength in high-density locations. Omada comes with dedicated antennas, auto-channel selection, and power adjustment. Plus, the network is fully scalable, meaning you can make your network as big or as small as you like. Plus, you can manage it from anywhere through the cloud with one easy interface. Give your business the advantage it needs with reliable Wi-Fi. Check out Omada SDN at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com for Omada SDN.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS, and again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three get three free, so that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, so let's figure this out, ladies. Apparently, the feds have gone into not only Rudy Giuliani's office, but his house. What are they trying to find? What are they looking for?
Evidence of the investigation into Giuliani. It's all about his interactions with Ukrainian figures trying to dig up dirt on Joe Biden when he was the candidate. So that's one of the things they're looking into. Remember those two guys, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman? They looked like they were right out of Central Casting as Russian bad guys. Those two were arrested and charged with campaign finance violations in 2019. They're also part of this, so they supposedly aided Giuliani's efforts to look for political dirt on Biden, which essentially he was an unregistered foreign agent for Donald Trump.
What's the motivation for this at this time? Why are they doing this now?
This is a weaponized DOJ.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'll be much more concerned about Rudy Giuliani when I see Adam Schiff and John Kerry's house raided, because both of them have been accused of things that are much more serious than even Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani told people what he was doing. Adam Schiff lied about Trump's collusion to the American people. He's a disgrace. It didn't even exist. They made stuff up. They used the power of government to
very
do it
selective.
And ruin
I'm with
people's
you, Jennifer,
lives.
Selective enforcement.
Using his power, not
John
even
Kerry?
An office to
I
talk about it, to
Schiff.
Talk to Iran.
Schiff yeah. Keep it. Calm down, Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mondoro, Florida. It turns out, apparently, Ken, that plasma is not a miracle COVID treatment. What do you say for the people who have gone that route and are desperate to know what the real answer is?
Well, what you're talking about is when people are infected, then after they recover, getting their plasma, because there's natural immunity antibodies in their plasma, and then transfusing them acutely to people that are ill. Fortunately, in time, we came up from Lilly and Regeneron with monoclonal antibody therapy. Remember President Trump, his life, I bet, was saved because he got the Regeneron monoclonal antibody. So we don't have to rely on human plasma to get the antibody. We now have, as a therapy, this is different than the vaccine. This is you get ill. We're not trying to prevent illness. You get ill, and if the illness is severe enough early on, or you're at risk personally of getting severe illness because you have risk factors for it, then call up the nearby ERs, emergency rooms, see which of them are giving the monoclonal antibody and go get it. So the monoclonal antibody therapy, which is an infusion, is so much more effective than trying to go and get people's plasma and searching for their antibodies in their plasma because they've been infected.
It's a stretch then.
That's what it sounds like.
We now have a much better way of getting you the antibody. We can, we have manufactured it thanks to Regeneron and Eli Lilly. It's just an amazing wonder of modern medical science. We now can make a monoclonal antibody against viruses, and this is going to be a therapy going into the future where we're going to be treating these bugs with monoclonal antibodies that are manufactured. It's amazing. It's a whole new world in our tool chest. Hopefully we'll be also using this against cancers more and more. We've begun to do that, but these monoclonal antibodies, specific antibodies targeted specifically against the disease, is just a wonderful way to fight disease.
All right. So here's a question from somebody who's concerned about all of these various viruses. I remember the bird flu, and this question comes around with a query about a new bird flu. Can it jump to humans? Apparently it's out there. When did we talk about the bird flu? It's been within the time that you and I have been together on the air, which is what now, 14, 15 years. Bird
flu. Well, bird flu or avian influenza, Doug, has been around for a while. It's the influenza virus that primarily affects birds. But in the late 1990s, there was this new strain of bird flu that went to humans, and this was what really changed things and got it on everybody's radar. Mm-hmm. But there are constantly new viruses being made. These viruses are clever little bugs, and they change, they mutate, they create new organisms. And fortunately, we have this new technology, this mRNA vaccine, the monoclonal antibodies. And going forward, this is going to be our way of combating, staying ahead of these viruses that keep changing. So we have new armor. This is really has come out of COVID-19. One of the good things is our way of defending ourselves against these viruses, because this is going to be a problem forever. I mean, it's been a recurrent problem. Fortunately, it's been about 100 years since we've had a pandemic, but who knows when the next one will be.
Right, exactly. And I always wonder, frankly, whether any of these things contribute to the, you know, the problems that we have, the day-to-day problems, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, you know, that we don't know because this stuff hasn't been around that long. I can imagine that it might have an impact. I mean, your body is your body, and all these things are flowing around inside your body. Who the heck's going to be, who's going to know whether this stuff causes other problems or not for a long time down the road, right?
I think COVID-19 is going to be causing a lot of problems way down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people who have had it, the long haulers, you know, we've talked about that. We can talk more about it next week. But there's this phenomenon where people do have symptoms months later and long haulers. And that's why I'm more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine. You don't want to get long haulers either. You don't want to get severe COVID. You don't want to get long haulers. And now we have a way to prevent all this, and it's called the vaccine.
The vaccine. All right, there it is. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.